with the great drum intro. I'm going to tell you a little reggae history lesson. Most records in Jamaica are bought by DJs. They're not bought by run-of-the-mill Jamaicans. They don't really have that kind of disposable income. So they'll go to the dance halls to hear the newest hits. Quality reggae wasn't being played really on the JBC and those either. They were going for more of a pop sound. So the heavyweight roots, if you wanted to hear it, you had to go to the dance hall. So DJs would get the new crop of singles, and there might be 20 or 30 new singles, and all they would do is listen to the first 20 seconds. So they'd touch down on the vinyl, hear it. If they liked it, throw it in their bag. If they didn't, give it back. So what the Hukim brothers, when they noticed out in their shop that these DJs weren't listening past 20 seconds to determine whether they were going to sell the tune, they made those introductory Sly and Robbie drum shots almost like heavy metal drum intro to really capture your attention. Throw it in the bag, and then it drops down into the rhythm in seconds 21 through 3 minutes or whatever. So there's a little reggae history lesson for you. That's why all these Channel 1 of the mid-70s, the rocker sound, always start out with just a huge blast of Sly Dunbar's drums before it drops down into the rhythm.